You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast, where we'll be looking at the action from the Curragh. It's the first day of the Irish Derby meeting. Three good days of action from the Irish venue to enjoy. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me on the line to take a look at Friday's card is Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Pretty good. Yeah, looking forward to 3 days of excellent action at the Curragh, one of my favourite venues in Ireland. I think the racing is of a very high standard. Usually get fair results, plenty of track specialists. Draw's important, but we're going to get nice ground, I think, for the next 3 days. So, level playing field for all horses.
Yeah, looking forward to it. The Irish Derby looks an interesting contest, and we've got a good race again on Sunday. It's fair to say we've probably got the weakest of the 3 days to preview, Andy, but a decent card nonetheless today.
Yeah, weakest probably quality-wise, but bets, I'd say, probably not so much. I think there's quite a few interesting runners there tonight worth having a few quid on, to get us a few quid rolling on for Saturday and Sunday.
OK, fair enough then. We'll dive straight into the action. We'll begin with the 5.25. This one is a 7 furlong maiden, and they bet like this at the time of recording. Alice Springs is the 7-4 favourite. This was a maiden won by Words last year, Andy, who went on to win that Group 3. And Aidan O'Brien has a couple of entries in this year as well. What did you like?
Yeah, it's a difficult race for punters to get their head round at a very early stage in the morning. Obviously, market activity will bed itself in by the time that they've gone down to post. And as you quite rightly say, Aidan O'Brien does appear to have a strong hand in this running Alice Springs. And the fact that he won this race with a really nice filly last year I followed called Words suggests that he thinks that Alice Springs is well up to that standard. By Galileo, similar to Words as well. Does have a lot of Galileos, of course. And if she performs anywhere near to the same standard as what Stabber Companion did last year, then every chance that she would follow suit. Put in at 7-4 this morning, that's usually pretty much par for the course, isn't it, with an Aidan O'Brien newcomer. Plenty of others in the top end of the market, all unraced. Of the ones that have had a run, I do think there's one that's slightly overpriced. Whether she's quite good enough would be certainly out to question, but I'm very keen to follow a race which I talked about on William Hill Radio on Monday. I did point the listeners in the direction of a very good time recorded by Painted Cliffs at Leopardstown on the 18th of June, and I suggested that the horse in second was the one to follow, Sikandarabad from the Dermot Weldstab. But back in fourth is Angelic Demon. Now, she was beaten 14 lengths, so like I say, I'm not expecting miracles here tonight, but she's the first horse to run out of that race. So I'll certainly be expecting her outrunner odds here. She's got the experience, of course. And at 25-1, it just wouldn't surprise me if she's good enough, perhaps just to get involved in the action, maybe finishing the frame. She's the recommendation in the first. Just have a little daft few quid each way on Angelic Demon, just to test the water of that Leopardstown race that I think is going to work out quite well.
All right, fair enough. The second race on the card then comes up at 5.55. This one is another maiden over a mile this time. And Ashera heads affairs at 7-4. It's 4-1 about Treaty of Rome. A-Red is 6-1. Shamash is 6-1 as well. And it's double figure prices for the rest of them. Who's of interest here, Andy?
Yeah, Ashera ran a nice race first time up behind Rivers of Babylon, who ran creditably the other night in a Group 3 race. The form is nothing to get carried away about, but as we know, Dermot Wells' fillies often improve for a run. And with normal improvement, then she should go very close. She's got a nice draw as well in trap one. But it's the other horse in these colours which I'm very keen on. The price is anyway, in particular. The horse running in Aga Khan's second string colours with a red cap is Mickey Halford's charge, Shamash. He ran a really eye-catching race first time up, as according to Mickey Halford's horses often do. Certainly not knocked about, wasn't expected, but came home very, very nicely without being unduly punished behind Sir Isaac Newton, of course, was a massively unlucky loser, as everyone knows, in the Jersey Stakes at the Raw meeting. And we've also had that form franked and endorsed by the second horse as well, Stop and Linger, who scored in a wildly fast time at Ferry House the other night. So that form looks absolutely red hot. And the speed figure that they produced on that particular occasion suggests that's the case as well. So only beaten seven lengths, but certainly capable of better. I think Shamash arguably sets one of the barometers here, certainly numbers-wise and form-wise. And I'd expect him to go really well here. He's 6-1 this morning. That's a massive each-way price. I'd expect him to be a good deal shorter than that come race time. So it could well be a Aga Khan domination here. Ashara, probably a worthy favourite, but Shamash, definitely worth an each-way interest.
OK, then Shamash catching the eye there for Andy. We'll move on to the 6.25. This one's a 6-furlong handicap, and Shipyard is the 6-1 favourite at the time of recording. Archibald Thorburn is 7-1. Captain Cullen, 8-1. 8-1 as well for Dark Alliance, Ducky Milan and Orja. Bigger prices, the rest of them. The betting has this one pretty open, Andy.
Yeah, lots of positives and negatives here. Let's deal with the negatives first. The draw is obviously very important. They race up the stand side. High numbers dominate. But despite his high draw, Calm Bay has yet to win over 7 furlongs in unbelievably 28 starts. So I think we can rule Harry Rogers' charge out. We've also got another negative for Shipyard, who's a horse that often goes well at Nace and Navan, but never here at the Curragh. He's 0-8 at the track, and he's also got a bad draw. And another horse that I've been keeping my eye on of late, who's been very, very unlucky, is Captain Cullen. He just hasn't had things go his way at all this season, hence the fact that he hasn't won, but he's very capable. The problem with him, he's drawn in stall 2. So those are the negatives done and dusted. On to the positives, and there are two of them. And I suggest we play these two against the field. Particularly, they're both 8-1 this morning. Dark Alliance, I think, will outrun his odds. He was well back the other day on his seasonal reappearance at the Curragh, and he showed bright speed from a middle draw. In the end, to probably burn himself out, he just did too much too soon. And obviously, on this stiff track first time out, he got sucked into the pack late on. But it still wasn't a bad effort, and I expect him to improve markedly on that run, particularly on better ground tonight. And he has got a better draw tonight as well. So with the run under his belt, I think Dark Alliance will go well. And the other one is the other day, Ducky Malon, who travelled all over the winner the other day at Ferry House. You could not name the odds going down to the furlong pole, but he got outrun by my old favourite, Shabra Emperor, who's a very strong stayer at 7 furlongs. You take the winner out of that equation, and Ducky Malon, I think, would have won that race quite comfortably. He won well the time before. And I think dropping back to 6 furlongs could actually induce a little bit more improvement about this strong travelling horse. Could have done with a better draw, but it's not as bad as some. But either way, he's a nice horse going forward, and I think 8-1's not a bad shout for him. So two against the field, the two Ds, Dark Alliance and Ducky Mallon, both at 8-1 this morning.
Fair enough. The 7 o'clock then is over 1.5 miles, and the top two here are taking a fair chunk out of the market. STL and On a Pedestal are 9-4. It's 7-1 bar that top pair. How do you see this one working out?
Yeah, I wouldn't be as mad keen on a Pedestal as the market suggests. Yes, of course, she's trained by Adna O'Brien, and yes, she ran an eye-catching race down at Limerick the other day. It was a bit of an odd performance in many respects. She kind of like yo-yoed up and down the field and was going on very strongly at the finish, but the speed figure of the race is absolute pants, and I can't tip a horse who's done a very slow time in a modest race next time out. And a mark of 82 looks quite steep as well. So I'm very keen here on two against it. Etichelle would be the number one for the Gordon Elliott stable. On his last run on the flat, he ran an absolute blinder to finish third at Chest on Grand, and he absolutely hated. But you've got to go back to his last three wins, which have come all over hurdles ever since he unseated Ryder when I napped it at Perth one day when he got rid of Richard Johnson at the start. He's won at Tremor, Down Royal and Ballinrobe, and his latest win at Tremor suggests he's right on top of his game. He loves fast ground, so providing the Curragh miss all the showers, which could materialise this evening at the Curragh, then I think he's going to take a massive hand in the finish. Of course, Jack Kennedy's been booked as well, the star of the apprentice scene over in Ireland at the moment. And the other one to consider is Tetriartis as well, from the Ross O'Sullivan stable. Yet to win in 6 starts, but has certainly gone close on its last 2 or 3. Good efforts beyond Ripple's Effect and Highly Toxic in 2 maiden races at Clonmel and Limerick. And then in its handicap debut, ran an absolute stormer in a very, very keenly contested and strongly run event down in Roscommon. I got a massive speed figure for that race, won by the informed Brennan in the Micra. Carried 10 stone to finish third on that occasion, which I thought was a fantastic effort. Only beat 2 lengths. I think that form is rock solid and is definitely worth keeping an eye on. And Tom Madden as well, another bright young boy, is claimed to take the ride there. So My strategy here would be back Etoshal round about 5-2 this morning, and also have a little saver on Tetriartis.
Okay, then. There's Andy's thoughts on the 7 o'clock. We'll move then to the 7:30. This one is a mile and a half handicap. And Golden Spear heads affairs here at 5-2. 7-2 for Salthouse. Semper Medici is 9-2. 8-1 for Fog of War. Bigger prices, the rest of them. A valuable handicap, Andy. How do you see this playing out?
Well, Semper Medici is the interesting runner here, isn't he? Many punters will be looking to see how the market reacts with Willie Mullins' charge. His platform, of course, we don't really know what the strength of it, but we do know that he's a decent horse over hurdles, or certainly was this winter. Of course, he won the Grade 2 at the Fairy House Easter Festival, and then went on to run with a great deal of credit behind his stable companion, Nichols Canyon, in the Grade 1 at the Punchestown Festival 3 weeks later. That was a good return. So obviously, you know, he's a very, very smart horse, probably rated in the 140, 150s over hurdles, and if he can translate that back to the flat, he's clearly going to be dangerous here, and Pat Smullen has been booked. But he is up against a horse who caught the eye massively the other day at over this course and distance behind Magenta in a very fast time, and that was Golden Spear. This horse got stopped 3 or 4 times in his run that day and was hugely unlucky. Had he got a clear run, I think he would have won that race comfortably. And he gets a chance to gain compensation here tonight. Back in the field was Fog of War. Also, I think he can outrun his odds as well. For one reason or another, he just didn't quite live up to expectations that night, Gerlines' charge. But he's subsequently gone on to run with Promise in a very fast run race at Leopardstown. Of course, Kingfisher won that race. And regular podcasters will know that that horse went agonisingly close for us when nearly winning the Gold Cup at Royal Ascot last week. So that form is absolutely rock solid as well. So again, another race I'm concentrating on too. Golden Spear and Fog of War, the two horses out of that Leopardstown, strongly run handicap, are the two to concentrate on there.
Okay, fair enough. We'll move then to the penultimate race of the night. This one comes up at 8 o'clock. We've got a mile and a quarter handicap now. Royal Navy Ship heads affairs here at 9-4. It's 4-1 for Factor Folklore, 6-1 for Algonquin. Pullman Brown is 6-1 as well. 8-1 for Multiculture, 10s bar those. Royal Navy Ship obviously stands out here, Andy, but he's conceding weight all round and gives a stone to most of the field. Is that a worry?
Yeah, he's a difficult one to evaluate, really. He's definitely got his quirks. I don't think he's the total. He's got both paddles in the water, this horse. But he's got an immense amount of talent as well, as he's proven on more than one or two occasions. Interestingly, the tongue tie goes on for the first time as well this evening, so, you know, that might just aid him in that department. And, you know, he sets a standard on one or two half-decent runs. Of course, a great Group 2 run last time out at Longchamp. But there is a horse in this race that I've desperately got to be with, particularly at the early morning prices. Heels go 4-1, and I think that's a decent each-way shout for Willie McCreary's Fact or Folklore, a winner at Dundalk 2 starts back. But it was her run the other day at the Curragh over this course and distance, which really does get me going. It's just a fantastic piece of form. The time figure was really, really strong. It was won by Duke of Valentinos. Cradle Mountain, who was second, went into that race strongly fancying and has won since. Hot Sauce, the second horse. I tipped that horse at Newbury the other day, only to bump into a progressively mobile horse from the James Fanshawe stable. And also back in the field was Ringside Humour, of course, went on to win next time out. So the form has been endorsed left, right and centre. And this horse challenged wide as well and did all his work, did all her work down the middle of the track. I think if she would have raced a little bit further over on the far side, she would have been more of a factor. But plain and simply, that brings the best course and distance form into the table, both visually and on the numbers. If she's anywhere near that kind of form tonight, she simply has to be in the frame. So Fact or Folklore, real strong vote there in the 8 o'clock.
Okay, Fact or Folklore then, the one for Andy in that one. The 8:30 is the final race of the night. This is a mile and a quarter maiden and morning mix heads affairs here at 2-1. 5-2 for Gulf of Poets. Monolite is 4-1. 6-1 for Torrey Pines and bigger prices the rest of them. Morning mix is an obvious starting point, Andy. Dead heated for second enlisted company at Leopardstown. Behind Radampore, who takes his chance in the Irish Derby tomorrow. Has to be a player.
Yeah, massive player. Definite selection here. Strong one as well. Morning mix in the final race for the Bulger camp. Just a bit of a slow burner, taking a while to come to hand, largely due to the fact that he's a big unit, he's got a massive frame, and I think Jim's just done the right thing in backing off of him a little bit, but he's gradually bringing him along, and that run the other day in that listed race definitely stands out. He's got a rating of 97 courtesy of it, but what a run that was for a 20-1 poke in only his third start in his career. Bumped into two really smart young stars from the Weld and O'Brien Camp, respectively, Radenpool and Bondi Beach. I've got a massive amount of time for both of them, particularly the second Bondi Beach. I thought it was a bit unlucky. And as you said, Sam, Radenpool takes his chance and won't be outclassed or disgraced either in the Irish Derby on Sunday because he's such a strong stayer. So for Morning Mix to only get beat half a length and actually dead heat for second was an unbelievable run. He's drawn in stall one as well, which means that Kevin Manning will be able to slide along the inside, wasting absolutely no energy. So he's got the best form. He's easily the most progressive horse in the race. And providing he doesn't get any trouble in running, things go smoothly, I expect him to win the last.
OK, fair enough. Morning Mix there for Andy. Just remind us, please, then, of your selections for the action at the Curragh.
Yeah, good night tonight at the Curragh. We're looking forward to some nice bets, sitting down in front of my TV and listening to William Hill Radio. It should be a good night. And starting off with Angelic Demon at a price in the first. She's a 25-1 shot, but I certainly think she'll beat more than beat her. In the 5.55... looks a race that the Aga Khan has got by the scruff of the neck, but I'm going to go with the second string each way. It's 7-1. That's Shamash, who ran a nice race and debut for Mickey Halford. Two against the field in the 6.25 of the 2Ds, Ducky Mallon and Dark Alliance. Two against the field in the 7 o'clock also, Eschital and Tetri Artis. In the 7.30, the two to concentrate on there are Fog of War and Golden Spear. They finished second and sixth respectively in a very hot Curragh handicap here the last day. In the 8 o'clock, again, course and distance form, Rules of Roost with Factor Folklore. You can get a nice each-way price about that filly. You'll be not a million miles away. And the final race, strong vote there goes in the direction of the best horse in the race, Morning Mix.
OK, there we are then, the thoughts of our Irish racing experts, Andy Holding, ahead of the action from the Curragh on Friday. Do tune into Racing Radio today from 1:40 p.m. where the team will guide you through all of the action. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Andy, and good luck with the selections at the Curragh.
Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.